Welcome to a Christmas special on the Believer's Voice of Victory. God's love can turn any situation around. Join Kenneth Copeland today for a hopeful message on the blessing and everything being made right for you.
Let's look in John chapter 6. Do you remember that Jesus said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear"? There is an anointing to hear. There is faith to hear. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw. At that point, they were not following to hear. But now there's another scripture that says they went to hear and to be healed. But they first came out because of the miracles, but then after they heard what he said, oh my, amen. Now, Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples, verse 4, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. Passover was coming up. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said to Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, to teach him something, to see what he had learned. For he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Now one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" Now he got little on his mind. Neither one of them have considered the supernatural power of the blessing of Abraham. And that's what Jesus has been preaching all the time. And they've seen him do it, and they hadn't considered that. Why? Their minds had not been renewed to that. They're still thinking like they did when they were in the fishing business, when they were in the bakery business, or whatever else they were doing. They're still thinking that way. So now, one of his disciples, verse 10, Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves. When he had given thanks, he distributed it to his disciples. He didn't give it to the people. He gave it to the disciples, and they gave it to the people. So the miracle, the bulk of the miracle, happened in the hands of the distributors. Huh? Jesus fed 20-some-odd thousand people out there that day. Can you imagine what a load of that he'd had around his feet and everything else? Enough fish and bread to feed 20,000 or so people? When they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up what's left." So everybody ate to their full. There was a lot of stuff out there that day. So he gave it to them to distribute it. And as they passed it out, remember he told them to sit down. Now let me show you what happened. Here is a man. Jesus has given thanks. One of the other accounts said, and he blessed it. Now there's the source of be fruitful and multiply. It's the blessing. Everything Jesus did was with the power of the blessing of Abraham. So I wanted you to see now the importance. Number one, listen to what the Lord says to you. Listen to what the Word is saying. Don't let your mind jump in and start doing the talking and the thinking. You listen to the Word and what it says. You open your ears to the Holy Ghost. Lord, what's he saying here? Because I'm not going to compromise this word. What he says is what I'm going to do. So be quiet and listen, expecting to hear. You may never have ever done that in your life, but you be quiet expecting to hear. Don't start off expecting God to read the whole 38th Psalm to you. Most of the time, it'll be so simple, you'll have to have help to misunderstand it. Thank God. Learn how to listen to the voice of the Lord. You have to place it. Get it out of these ears and turn inward. Start learning to listen right here. Because that's the reason your spirit is called your heart. It's in your center. The physical heart is not the heart with which you hear God. You can't hear God with your blood pump any more than you could your liver. That's a physical organ. It's called the heart because it is the center of the physical being. It's so important. It's the blood pump. But you can't believe God with it. Now, the heart of man is the spirit of man because that is the very being of life is in the spirit. The heart of a tree don't pump sap. It's the core. Core is a good word here. Amen. So be quiet and turn inward right here. Now, at first, you know, when you first start doing something like it, it takes practice. Practice the presence of the Lord. Turn to Scripture. If any man hears my voice, I'll open the door. And my sheep know my voice. Ah, I still stand on that. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to let Satan, the big mimicker, he's not going to come in and con me into something. This is the reason I need to know the word concerning the answer that I'm listening for. Because you come in and try to muddle it up. No. The Lord will open your ears to him. Ask the Lord to do that. Say, Lord, what I just got, I need some help here. I want to make sure that's not the devil. Somebody said, well, it just might be me. Well, hey, when did you turn out to be so bad and so wrong? If you'll get out of your head, your spirit already knows the answer. So quit condemning yourself. But always be ready to say, Lord, I want to make sure now that I'm right on this. Help me with this. I exercise faith in my spiritual ears, and I'm not going to hear the devil. I've had the devil try to butt in on something that the Lord was saying to me and work it away from the Word. And particularly in areas where I knew what the Word said, I said, whoa, wait a minute. That's not the Word of God. And I'm not listening any more to that voice. Now, Satan, you get out of the room. Right now. Well, that don't mean you just choke down the whole thing. Say, now, Lord, now help me here. I believe I receive what you have for me by faith. I take it in Jesus' name. And then just pray in the Spirit and just praise God. That just does wonders to clean out your ears. And say, okay, Lord, I'm ready. And then ask the question again. My strong suggestion to you, because this is the way the Lord taught me to develop this. Ask yes and no questions. Don't get off into other things until you develop in this for a while. How much more do you need than yes or no anyway? And ask yes and no questions and be quiet about it. Listen. And until you get... I still do this, and I've been practicing this for about 38 years. I had done it some before, but then I realized what was going on here and how important it was, and I started doing this every day, every day. I'd practice it when I'd get dressed. I'd say, Lord, what's my best choice here? shall I wear this suit? I still do it today. I want His plan. Amen. Shall I wear this suit? And I'm inquiring of you, sir, yes or no. Should I wear this suit right here? And then I put my hand here. This is to direct my thinking here. I don't want to hear nothing out of these. Direct it to here. Yes, and I'll hear it. No. Thank you, sir. But I don't like that one as good. How dare you tell Jesus of Nazareth how to dress? He and Gloria know. Amen. Absolutely. And you practice it, and you practice it, and you practice it, and you practice it, and you do it over and over and over. And you say, Lord, help me. I said one day, Lord, I need to know this. I need to develop this. Oh, Jesus. I said, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I love you. And I did this without thinking. I said, I love you. And I put my hand there. I love you. And right under my hand, I heard, I love you too, Kenneth. Another time I said, Lord, I'll do anything you ask me to do. And right under my hand, He said, Kenneth, I'll do anything you ask me to do. Whatever you ask in my name, I will give it to you. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering.
The blessing. It takes care of everything. It takes care of you. It takes care of your family, your finances, your social life, your married life. The blessing overcomes us, overtakes us. And I don't want to experience just the blessing that makes my needs. God said, I've got your needs. Your needs are taken care of. If He'll feed the birds, He'll take care of your needs. I rest in the fact that God's blessing means that it's going to overcome me.
With the passion to see your faith develop and a desire to equip you to live in the blessing, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have created a special gift just for you this Christmas. Powerful Prayers of Agreement, a CD packed with 7 faith-filled prayers by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This gift puts the power of agreement at your fingertips and builds faith in your heart. Pray along with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Powerful Prayers of Agreement was created to ignite your faith through prayers regarding salvation, healing, protection and fear, partnership, prosperity, finances, and God's master plan for your life. The prayer of agreement is so powerful that Jesus Himself guaranteed it would bring results every time. Our desire is to equip you to live in the blessing. The Powerful Prayers of Agreement CD is our gift to you.
Merry Christmas from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Be sure to request your free copy of Powerful Prayers of Agreement today. For faster processing, visit our website at kcm.org. If you prefer to contact us by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. Receive the Word of God prayed over you by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Powerful Prayers of Agreement will build your faith and help you start your new year in God's Word. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days.
You know, this is, it's supposed to be the most joyous time of the whole year. And people that know God and that know Jesus as their Lord and Savior rejoice and celebrate it all the time. And if you are a disciple of Jesus, you know, Gloria, there's people that have made Jesus their Lord and Savior, and they go to church. Some of them go to church quite a bit, but they're not discipled by Him. In other words, they live their lives. They just go on and do their things and their job and hunt a job and all that kind of thing. And the Word of God has very little effect on their daily lives,
they're
what I'm
changing.
Trying to say.
Their thinking's not changed.
Yeah. And what the Word says and what Jesus has done affects every moment of our day. Not because we preach, but because He's our life. Now, yeah. Why is this so joyous? What's the deal about it? There is one verse in the Bible that tells us that the base of this, and it has been so grossly misunderstood and warped and Christmas carded until nobody pays any attention to it. In the second chapter of the book of Luke, suddenly there was an angel. There was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, now listen to this verse, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Now, that does not say goodwill between men or among men. It says glory to God in the highest and on earth. Talking about God in His place and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. When Adam fell, there was a rip and a division between God and man. And because of Satan, because of sin, because of death, because of fear and the curse that came on the earth, there was constant friction, there's constant war between heaven and earth, between God and men. It wasn't because God declared war on men, it was because men got in the hands of the devil, yeah, and he declared war on God.
That's right.
So the deal here is that Jesus came and God is calling those things that be not as though they were. Once Jesus was born into this earth, there wasn't any way to get him out. And he's headed toward that cross that brought peace between God and man, between heaven and earth, for those that would choose it. And without Jesus, you're never going to have any peace in this earth. And you're sure not going to have any peace when you die, because hell was created for the devil and his angels, not for men, never for men. But if you don't cut loose from Satan, if you don't disconnect from him by connecting to Jesus, then you're lorded by him. You're going where he goes.
He lies.
And he's a liar and to hell with him.
Well, that's where he's going.
That's where he's headed. And I'd just soon if he'd go there now.
Yeah, right.
Praise God. That's what he used to tell me. He was trying to get me into hell with him, get humans out of his way. But we're in his way and we're going to continue to be in his way. So, this is an excellent time to just make Jesus the Lord of your life. And then allow your connection with him to begin to change things, and you begin to develop in peace regardless of what the rest of the world does. So pray this with glory in me. Just pray it out loud. Mean it with all your heart. Oh God in heaven.
Oh God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands
for. You're my
for.
Future, Lord Jesus.
You're my future, Lord Jesus.
Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit.
I receive.
I receive.
And I thank you and praise you for it.
And I thank you and praise you for it.
I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Who is now my Lord and my Savior.
Who is now my Lord and my Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Welcome to the family. Amen. Oh, Brother Copeland, can it be that easy? Listen, there wasn't nothing easy about it. What Jesus went through, he went to hell and suffered to keep you from going. And he did all of the hard part. He did everything right up to praying your prayer for you. He could not and he would not do that. So, you prayed it, then all he did for you came to a head today. It came into manifestation. As you prayed it, something happened. And all that's gone before you, that Jesus did for you,
amen,
came to pass in your spirit. today.
Hallelujah.
Now, you need
can to... Before you do the close, can I add a little testimony to that?
Yeah.
Or it's actually a big testimony to me. Ken and I, it was early on before we really got our lives turned around. And it was a misery. We were in Tulsa. We were in the will of God for the first time. We'd left Fort Worth, moved to Tulsa. And Ken was enrolling as a 30-year-old freshman in ORU. And we got to start listening to Brother Hagin. He'd have seminars. We were already listening a little bit, but he'd have seminars there that we learned how to walk with faith. So it's our first Christmas. And we're just... school hadn't started
no,
yet.
No.
So we'd moved up there.
We started school in January. We moved there in mid-December.
And we didn't have any money. We didn't have any money when we went, and we didn't have any money on Christmas. So we were in a little rent house that was just the pits, so to speak. And it was Christmas Day. The only thing we had was canned Chinese food. I'm saying this because I think some of you might be in a similar situation. You think, yeah, well, it's easy for them to say. Well, it is easy for us to say because we've been where you are. We had no money. We didn't know how we were going to make it. We had a little house, rent house. It was full of trashy furniture. And we had Christmas Chinese food.
And two little kids.
And two little kids.
With almost no Christmas presents.
That's right. And so I want to encourage you. I tell you what, we look bad, but it wasn't bad because we started learning how to walk in the Word of God. And it changed everything. But you think, yeah, well, that's easy for them to say. Well, we've been there, buddy. And you can make a change right now. You can go for the Word of God and never turn back, and you'll begin to prosper. This is a prosperity book.
Yes,
it tells
it is.
Us what to do. So I want to encourage those of you who somebody might be thinking, well, I'm just going to end it all. It never ends. You are an eternal being. If you just think suicide's the answer, you're going to have a big surprise because hell is eternal. Heaven is eternal. And we want to make the right decisions. So act on this word today and make Jesus the Lord of your life and ask Him. Here's what I prayed. I didn't know about faith much. I didn't know anything much. I said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. And He'll just move in.
Mm-hmm.
He'll just move in and take over and begin to tell you which way to walk. Anyway,
now,
that's what I wanted to share.
When you and I did that, you and I got... accepted Jesus as Lord, it was almost 5 years later before we went to ORU, and we still didn't know anything.
No,
we were still broke and bent and tore up and everything else. Had no idea what we were doing, and you don't need to be doing that. Gloria and I want to give you this little
That's
book,
right.
Free and postpaid. He did it all for you, so you can start now.
That's right.
Right today. You accept Jesus today, you ought to start today knowing how to study your Bible. We didn't have a clue. But this can get you started and you can be on your way. Things will begin to change
That's
today,
right.
not
right.
5 years from now. And then during the rest of 2010, you can stay focused on the
Amen.
Word. And I'm a doer of the word. I hear the Lord's voice in the word. Praise God. God loves me. Amen.
Why is that? Because the Word of God is a truth. And if you've never studied it, you don't know the truth. You just been walking
in darkness. Oh, but Sister Copeland, I ain't got time to go to college to learn how to study the Bible. Oh, I know it's very difficult to learn the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it took that whole thing to teach you how to study the Bible.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing? I don't think it'll take you 4.5 years to read that.
No.
With this right here, if Gloria and I had had this, both of us had a Bible, if we'd had this little brochure, How to Study the Bible, we'd have wound up right where we are today. Amen. Only we'd have, we'd have been a long ways ahead, 4.5 years ahead of what we were and wouldn't have had to struggle through all that time.
That's right.
Now, in fact, That's what's in the message today. Listen to what the word is really saying. Don't let your mind jump in and start doing the tongue of hell. I could never do that. Oh, no, that's what Jesus came to do, is stop the war between heaven and earth.
You'd bring peace.
God's not holding anything against you. All you need to receive Him.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything is going to be all
right.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Everything's going to be all right. When the Lord said that during the meeting and during this message that we had on here today, I'll tell you, Gloria, for the first time, I really had insight into that. Everything is going to be all right. Not a little bit right, all
That's right.
right.
That's good.
Everything, all.
Every circumstance.
Right.
Every situation.
Whoa.
That's good, isn't it?
In fact, Merry Christmas. Gloria and I've got something we want to give you here, too. Now, remember now, those of you that accepted the Lord today, I mean, this is free and postpaid. You just let us know you prayed with us.
And you just want it. Just
and that's yours. We want to give you that. But powerful prayers of agreement. This is a strong, strong thing. Partnership, salvation, protection and fear, healing, God's master plan, finances, prosperity. How to pray prayers. You can take this, you can pray the very prayers because they're all scripture. But you can take that as prayer style. And as you begin to worship God, and that style of praying will begin to develop in you, and the wisdom of God in praying in your circumstances, in your situation, will begin to develop on the inside of you. And Gloria and I join in agreement with you, praying His perfect will for your life. So praise God. Let us know you'd like to have it. We'll send it to you. And just bless you. And it's a pretty nice little picture on the front.
Yeah, who are those two?
I don't know if they're better looking than you and I are. No, not really.
Well, had a little work on it.
Yeah, they did their thing on this one. Amen. Praise God. Merry Christmas, everybody. We love you and God loves you. I tell you what, and we're here for you. Have a great Christmas. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Remember to request your Christmas gift, Powerful Prayers of Agreement, a CD by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. For faster processing, request your copy online at kcm.org. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, along with the staff of KCM, bless you and your family. Have a very Merry Christmas.